mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sins. Psalms 51, verse 1 through 2. Greetings and welcome back to the broadcast. I'm Sean, your host. The website is www.scriptureandprophecy.com. Today is just going to be a very short podcast. I've been out of town all week. I just got in last night, and I've got to be back at the office this morning, so we're not going to be able to do our standard Friday study, which right now we're working through the Book of Jubilees from the Dead Sea Scrolls, because I just haven't had time to put it together. So today, I thought there's this verse in Isaiah that really spoke to me recently, and I thought, well, we'll just read Isaiah. So we're going to read from Isaiah chapter 43 today. And this just kind of shows, it really is an encouragement, because it's a promise, it's promises from God. It shows how God really feels about his own, about those who are called by his name. And so I thought we would jump into that and take a look at that, and hopefully you'll find some encouragement, even though it's a shorter podcast for Friday. I didn't want you to have nothing this morning on your morning commute. And hopefully this passage speaks to you as much as it's spoken to me. So, without further delay, let's take a look at it. Isaiah chapter 43, we'll be reading from the King James Bible. Verse 1. But now saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore I will give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Real quick, I just want to point out that God is really emphasizing here, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of what's happening around you and the things that are going on. And, those of you who are called by my name, you are not going to be burned by the fire, right? That's what he says. I have called thee by thy name, and you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with thee. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon you, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. And then in verse 5, he says, fear not, for I am with thee, and I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. Fear not. Those of you who are the remnant of God, those of you who call on him, who get on your knees, who are in a state of repenting of sins, do not be afraid. Verse 8. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled who among them can declare this and show us former things. Let them bring forth their witness that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth. Ye are my witness, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and I have saved and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witness, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon, and have brought down all their nobles and Chaldeans whose cries in the ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are quenched as tow. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob. But thou hast not weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Thou hast brought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices, but thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thy iniquities. I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for my own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Thy first father hath sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary, and I have given Jacob to a curse, and Israel to reproaches. So the verse, or the chapter, has an interesting ending, doesn't it? You know, God's going out on a limb. He's saying, you don't have to be afraid. I'm taking care of you. Here's all the things that I do. Here's all the power. Here's how I feel about you. You know, he says, I love you. You know, you don't have to be afraid. You're not going to be burned by the fires or taken away by the waters. But then towards the end, he says, you know, you have not brought these things before me. In other words, you have not brought the sacrifices before me. And of course, now that Christ has been the final sacrifice, our sacrifice is dying to ourselves, right? Walking in righteousness and holiness before God. He's saying, you haven't done that. What you have done is you have brought me your sin and your iniquities. You know, instead of doing these godly things that I've asked you to do, you're walking in filth. But then he says, but I blotteth out your transgressions, and I will not remember thy sins. And he says, come on, let's plead together. Verse 26, he says, put it in remembrance. Let us plead together. Let us work this out. Isn't that amazing that the creator of the universe, who is holy, 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 would say to us, look, I will blot out your sins. I will remember them not. Come to me, remember me, and let's plead together. Let's talk about this, that thou may be justified. And then he talks about the real problem. Verse 27, thy father hast sinned, thy teachers have transgressed against me. Who would be the teachers today? Therefore I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary. Okay, so now we're talking about those who are in leadership, religious leadership, who are supposed to be representatives of God. He says, they have sinned. They have transgressed against me. They have profaned. He says, therefore I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary and have given Jacob to a curse and Israel to reproaches. So it's almost like God is saying, I'm giving the religious system over to judgment. But those of you who are called by my name, you see all this happening, you see all this destruction happening around you, and you know, at this time, you know, Israel's facing Babylonian captivity. And he's saying, don't be afraid. Those of you who are called by my name, don't be afraid. I'm not going to forget about you. You know, he's pointing out how much his own mean to him, and that they do not need to fear. Fear not, for I am with thee, and I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. If you don't mind, I know I'm beating a dead horse, but I'd like to read those first handful of verses again, just real quick. First seven verses. But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore I will give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the rest. I will say to the north, give up, and I will say to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar, my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Well, there you have it this morning, friends. Short podcast, but I pray in the powerful name of Jesus that you've been blessed and encouraged. And maybe you have a little, maybe hearing those words that God actually does care, that God is actually watching out for you, that in spite of all the stuff going on around us and what we're seeing in the headlines and what we're watching happening in the streets, God has not forgotten us. He may have had it with the world system. He may have had it with the churchianity, the religious system of the day, and the teachers and all of that. But he hasn't forgot about his own. Peace and grace be with all of you. Until next time, God bless.